In your algorithm, where's panitumumab going to fit in?
That's a very good question, Neil. And I think part of it is that it's going to be, one, the regimen that you're using. So I do think that panitumumab is going to be used a lot with things like FOLFIRI on a Q2-week kind of regimen. I think people are going to be excited by the idea of allergic reactions, which aren't very common, are not going to be happening as much. And it's just a more convenient thing for patients not to come weekly for cetuximab. But if you're using irinotecan with cetuximab on a weekly basis, let's say, I'm not certain how much panitumumab is going to be used in that situation. So I think it's going to be somewhat regimen dependent.
It was interesting, though, at the think tank, there's a real divergence about experiences with allergic reaction to cetuximab. You had Jordan Berlin, Rich Goldberg seeing it fairly frequently. Rich was talking about a physician he coded, you know, who had an allergic reaction. And other people from New York, et cetera, saying, we never see this. What's going on with that?
It happens. I haven't seen it in my patients at Anderson. I've certainly heard about it from physicians who asked me, can I try this again? And I've had some try it again and read it again and do okay. Really? And I've had some who haven't. I'm not very keen on doing it again if it's really a severe reaction. I mean, if it's like an anaphylactic thing.
What do you think about this? What seems to be maybe a geographic variation. Does that exist, do you think, or is that just anecdotal, or what do you think?
It's hard to make much of that. We know that cetuximab can lead to allergic reactions. For physicians who've seen allergic reactions to cetuximab, I think they're going to be more inclined to pull the panitumumab trigger.